In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is a strange year. We should be in Advent, but we are not. Whenever we come back from Thanksgiving break, we should be in Advent, but not this year. It's as if those gray and latter days want to go on and on and on. Liturgical experts tell us that Advent begins on the Sunday nearest to St. Andrew's Day, whether before or after, but hardly ever after. Without John's gospel, we would not know that Andrew or his brother Peter were first John's disciples before they were disciples of Jesus, nor that they were most likely with John at the Jordan when Jesus was baptized. Now Luke hints at this when he tells us that in order to replace Judas among the 12, there must be somebody who was with Jesus from his baptism. And yet, when we usually think of the calling of the disciples, we think of Galilee and not the Jordan. Without John's gospel, we would not know that it was Andrew, not his brother Peter, who first confesses that Jesus is the Christ, and that it didn't take 2.5 years of Jesus' teaching and miracles before Peter was prompted to confess such a thing in Caesarea Philippi. Andrew stays with Jesus one day, and that is enough for him to immediately run off and find his brother Peter and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." And then he brings Peter to Jesus so that Peter can see for himself. If Andrew is the first missionary, then Peter, his brother, is his first convert. But it is John the Baptist who gets it all going. He follows his cues without missing a beat. He prepares the way by saying of Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God." And that's all Andrew needed to hear in order to follow Jesus. But then Jesus takes over for John. Jesus takes the initiative, and he turns to Andrew and he says, "What are you looking for?" Now Andrew is so surprised and so flustered by such a question that he asks a question and response that seems to miss the hidden theological meaning of what Jesus is asking. Does Andrew really just want to ask Jesus where he's staying? I mean, couldn't he think of a more profound question to ask Jesus than this one? But maybe, just maybe, Andrew asks exactly the right question. After all, he does get Jesus' title right. He calls him Rabbi, which means teacher. And that's exactly what he wants Jesus to do, to teach him. And perhaps what Andrew is really asking Jesus is this: "Where do you abide so that I might abide with you?" Now, that's not a bad question. And maybe Andrew got it right after all. To abide with Jesus, that's what it's all about. And Jesus seems to think that Andrew got it right, for he says to him very simply, "Come and see." Later on, Andrew will be one of those who can testify to the truth of what Jesus said in his farewell discourse. Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." The challenge to Andrew's faith to come and see takes him on a journey that will teach him that Jesus is the Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, but that he is the Christ and the Lamb only by dying on a cross. And that to abide with Jesus is to abide with him in his cross and follow him even into death. Andrew will also learn that the Lamb who was slain is raised again. And Andrew will go on to tell others, besides his brother Peter, that Jesus is the Messiah. And for that confession, he will give up his life. Perhaps Advent begins around St. Andrew's Day, because the question of Jesus to Andrew is one that we need to hear as well. What are you looking for? And the answer is this: come, see, and stay a while. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.